Harper Audio presents A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, dramatically brought to life by actors who played in the landmark Broadway production in 1959.
Mama, something's happened between Walter and me. I don't know what it is, but he needs something. Something I can't give him anymore. He needs this chance, Lena.
But liquor, honey.
Well, like Walter said, I expect people gonna be always drinking themselves some liquor.
Well, now, whether they drinks it or not ain't none of my business. But whether I goes into business selling it to them is, and I do not want that on my ledger this late in life. Ruth Younger, what's the matter with you today? You look like you could fall over right there.
I'm tired.
Well, then you better stay home from work today.
No, I can't stay home. She'd be calling up the agency and screaming at him, my girl didn't come in today. Send me somebody. My girl didn't come in. Oh, she just had a fit.
Well, let her have it. I'll just call up and say you got the flu.
Why the flu?
Well, because it sounds respectable to them. Something white folks get, too. They know about the flu. Otherwise, they think you've been cut up or something when you tell them you're sick.
Oh, I got to go in. We need the money.
Lord have mercy. Somebody would have thought my children and all but starved to death the way they talk about money here late. Child, we got a great big old check coming tomorrow.
Now, that's your money. It ain't got nothing to do with me. We all feel like that. Walter and Benny and me, even Travis.
$10,000.
Sure is wonderful.
$10,000.
You know what you should do, Miss Lena?
Hmm?
You should take yourself a trip somewhere to Europe or South America or someplace.
Oh!
I'm serious. Just pack up and leave. Go on away and enjoy yourself some. Forget about the family and just have yourself a ball for once in your life.
Well, you sound like I'm just about ready to die. Well, who'd go with me? What'd I look like wandering all around Europe by myself?
These here rich white women do it all the time. They don't think nothing of packing up their suitcases and piling on one of them big steamships and swoosh, they gone, child.
Well, something always told me I was no rich white woman.
Well, what are you gonna do with it then?
Well, now, I ain't rightly decided. Some of it's got to be put away for Benita and her schooling, and ain't nothing gonna touch that part of it, not nothing. Of course, now, I've been thinking that we maybe could neat the notes on a little old two-story somewhere with a yard where Travis could play in the summertime if we use part of the insurance money for a down payment and everybody kinda pitch in, like. I could maybe take on a little day work again a few days a week.
Well, Lord knows we put enough rent in this here rat trap to pay for four houses by now.
Rat trap? yes, that's all it is. Lord. But I remember just as well the day me and Big Walter moved in here. We hadn't been married but 2 weeks, and we wasn't planning on living here no more than a year. We was going to set away little by little, don't you know, and buy us a little old place out in Morgan Park. We even picked out the house. Looks right dumpy today, but... Lord, child, you should have known all them dreams I had about buying that house and then fixing it up and making me a little garden out and back. Yeah, didn't none of it happen.
Yes. Life can be a barrel of disappointment sometimes.
Honey, Big Walter would come in here some nights back then, and he'd slump down there on that there couch there, and he'd look at that rug, and he'd look at me, and he'd look at that rug, and he'd look back up at me, and I knew he was down then, really down. And then, Lord, when I lost that baby, little Claude, I almost thought I was gonna lose Big Walter too. Oh, that man, he just grieved himself so. Lord, he was one man to love his children.
Nothing can tear at you like losing your baby.
I guess that's how come that man finally worked himself to death like he done. Like he was fighting his own war with this here world that took his baby from him.
He sure was a fine man, all right. I always liked Mr. Younger.
Crazy about his children. Most God knows there was plenty wrong with Walter Younger. Hard-headed, mean, kind of wild with women. Plenty wrong with him. You know, but he sure loved his children. Always wanted them to have something, you know, and to be something. That's where Brother gets all them notions from, I reckon. Big Walter used to say, you know, and he'd get right kind of wet in the eyes sometimes, you know, Ruth? And he'd lean his head back with the water standing in his eyes, and he'd say, "Seemed like God didn't see fit to give the black man nothing but dreams, but he did give us children to make them dreams seem worthwhile." He could talk like that, don't you know?
Yes, he sure could. He was a good man, Mr. Younger.
Yes. Fine man. Just couldn't ever catch up with his dreams, that's all. Walter Leaf, what is the matter with you?
Matter with me? Ain't nothing the matter with me.
Yes, there is. There's something that's eating you up like a crazy man. Something more than me not giving you this money. The past few years, I've been watching it happen to you. You get all nervous acting and kind of wild in the eyes. I'm talking to you and I said, sit there.
Mama, I don't need no nagging at me today.
Seems like you get into a place where you're always tied up in some kind of knot or something. But if anybody asks you about it, you just yell at them and bust out of the house somewheres and go out and get drunk. Walter Lee, people cannot live with that. Ruth is a good, patient girl in her way, but you are getting to be too much. Now, boy, don't you make the mistake of driving that girl away from you.
Why? What'd she ever do for me?
She loves you.
Mama, now look, I gotta go out. I wanna be off by myself for a while.
Oh, son, I'm sorry about your liquor store, but it just won't a thing for us to do. Now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I got to go out, Mama.
It's dangerous, son.
What's dangerous?
When a man goes outside his home to look for peace.
Then why can't there be no peace in this house, then?
You done found it in some other house?
No! There ain't no other woman. Why do women always think there's a woman somewhere when a man gets restless? Mama, I want so many things.
Yes, son.
I want so many things that they're driving me kind of crazy. Now, Mama, look at me.
I'm looking at you. And you're a good-looking boy. Son, you got a job, a nice wife, a fine boy.
A job? Mama, a job? I open and close car doors all day long. I drive a man around in his limousine and I say, "Yes, sir, no, sir, very good, sir, shall I take the drive, sir?" Mama, that ain't no kind of a job. That ain't nothing at all. Mama, I don't know if I can make you understand.
Understand what, baby?
But sometimes it's like I can see the future stretched out in front of me, just as plain as day. The future, Mama, my future, hanging over there at the edge of my day, just waiting for me. A big, looming, blank space full of nothing, just waiting for me. Mama, sometimes when I'm downtown and I pass them cool, quiet-looking restaurants,
yeah,
where them white boys are sitting back, talking about things, sitting there turning deals worth millions of dollars, sometimes I see guys don't look much older than me.
Son, how come you talk so much about money?
Because it is life, Mama.
Oh. So now it's life. Money is life. Once upon a time, freedom used to be life. But now it's money.
No.
Oh, I guess the world really do change.
Mama, it always was money. We just didn't know it.
No. Something's changed. Mm-mm. You're something new, boy. In my time, we was worried about not being lynched and getting to the North if we could, and how to stay alive and still have a pinch of dignity, too. Now, here come you and Benita talking about things we ain't never even thought about, hardly me and your daddy. You ain't satisfied or proud of nothing we done. I mean that you had a home and that we kept you out of trouble till you was grown, and that you don't have to ride to work on the back of nobody's streetcar. Oh, you and my children, but how different we've done become.
You just don't understand, Mama.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.